On the outskirts of downtown Norfolk is a stretch of Granby Street where some residents saw potential in the vacant, boarded-up buildings.
You can see a lot of the pawn shops and...
City Planning Commissioner Dan Newman points out nearby features. There's the iconic Bob's Gun Shop and a dated Amtrak station. Within walking distance is the waterfront, the Harrison Opera House, and the Chrysler Museum.
It's a nice area that's tucked amongst a lot of enormous resources, and it's just been underutilized for decades.
That's changing, says Newman, a doctor who also sits on the city's Public Art Commission. In 2012, local artists Jesse Skatia and Hannah Serrano authored an extensive white paper on the benefits of developing an arts district. Another big push came the following year, after an event facilitated by the Texas-based organization Better Block. The group supports communities as they carry out Living Charrettes, a rapid urban planning process in which community members borrow and build to set up temporary improvements like landscaping, outdoor seating, and pop-up shops. Since the Better Block event last April, nearly all the vacant buildings in the immediate area have been sold or rented.
This will be our venue space. That corner over there will have a stage. Upstairs will be our green room once it's finished, and then this will be our...
The Creative Community Center, Alchemy NFK, secured temporary use of this former furniture store for a pop-up shop during the Granby Street Better Block.
We really never technically left it after the Better Block.
Within 2 months, they signed a lease, says Alchemy President Carrie Ann Weinberg, who's joined by co-founder and creative director Charles Burnell. He helps to plan Alchemy events, which draw people ages 8 to 80.
That's one of the biggest inspirations, is if you can do this thing that really touches everyone, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of financial background, it's real. You know, it's really real.
Right now, Alchemy has about a dozen artists in residence, including screen printers, photographers, sculptors, and painters. Some are using small 10 by 10 studios built with recycled materials.
They're big enough that you can work in, but this is a community center, and so we want everyone to kind of step out of their space and come out and work.
My name's Andrew Stewart. I manufacture longboard skateboards as well as pretty much anything.
21-year-old Stewart and his 24-year-old brother Rob used to operate XVD longboards from a storage space. In October, they moved into Alchemy and have been sharing their knowledge of carpentry and design.
Charlie and Carrie Ann are doing something that my brother and I had been trying to create. We wanted to create a space for the community to come together.
Alchemy just completed a successful crowdfunding campaign, raising nearly $30,000 they'll use to continue renovating the building. Their goal is to expand the artist studios and open a public performance area and cafe.
With the Better Block event, it's not throw up barricades and stick a beer tent out. And, you know, it's about creating something that looks like it's there all the time, you know? So whenever people got to experience that, they were like, wow, like, I really want this to be like that. And seeing all these vacant, these buildings that sat vacant forever have stuff in them and cool stuff that people wanted to buy things at and go to, and, you know, and it's their friends that are running them and they want to support their, you know, it just like turned on the light, I think, for a bunch of people that said this really could happen and we need it to happen.
Less than a block away is the former Sutton Manufacturing Building, recently purchased by the Hurrah Players, a 30-year-old family theater group that focuses on education and outreach.
Theater skills are taught to our students as a means of teaching self-esteem, how to express yourself, just all kinds of wonderful things, and the result are just some fabulous productions. Let me show you this. We're going to leave this and
Linda Dyer, the group's development director, takes me on a tour of the building.
So this will be an opened area, but we will be able to do some performance in here as well.
It still contains relics from a past industrial life, but the Hurrah Players saw what it could become.
What's happening here in this part of the community is transformational, and if we can take this wonderful old building and transform it, keep the history, keep the spirit, and transform it into something new and wonderful for youth and for theater, then, you know, it's a win-win for everybody.
And it's not just arts and cultural organizations that realized this area's promise. Quincy Brown said this was a ghost town when he opened the Beauty Parlor by Q & Company 3 years ago. The bright corner building has floor-to-ceiling windows and a modern, relaxing decor.
Some of the white does create a more serene and tranquil environment, but also lending itself to being very modern and chic.
Brown is now expanding into the building next door.
So as you come in, here to your right is the bar area, and what we're doing, we're going to have an open kitchen concept.
The open concept space with high ceilings and exposed brick walls will soon be the Parlor on Granby. Chef Ayunli Chavis has been perfecting the menu.
We have loaded waffles, and we'll be rotating some special, more a little more exotic, high-end concepts for loaded waffles throughout the week. We have panini signature salads.
Charcuterie boards will also be featured, as well as
coffee. Coffee will be a huge, huge, huge thing here. We are partnering with Three Ships Coffee. Pour over. That's our thing.
The parlor will also be an event space, and Brown says they'd like to pay tribute to the building's past.
I heard that this was an art gallery from back in the day that was the stomping grounds for a lot of the locals here. So we're planning to do a tribute to that era and recapture those moments.
Brown and others say the Better Block event demonstrated the community's energy to come together to transform this area, as well as the city's desire to support these efforts. Elected officials have since passed zoning changes to facilitate new businesses and activities in this district, and the Better Block tool has also been used in Norfolk's historic Park Place neighborhood. The city is changing, say residents, and they're playing a prominent role in that transformation. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.